This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, your time here at Morehead State is counting down. June 30th is your last day, so we picked this month to take a look at some of the things over the last 13 years that's been great for Morehead State and the Morehead community.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much, Jason, and we've invited two former colleagues to be with us today on the show, and it should be a little bit fun and hopefully retrospective.
We'll come back after this.
Morehead State University's online MBA program allows you to earn an advanced degree and additional business skills while working at your current job. MSU's fully accredited 30-hour program offers you convenience and flexibility while earning your advanced degree at your own pace. Major in you at Morehead State University. Visit online at moreheadstate.edu/MBA to learn more.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. We have two great guests, over 80 years of experience here at Morehead State, and two legendary figures on the campus of Morehead State University.
Mr. Keith Cape is with us today. Keith was Vice President for University Relations for many, many years. He served at Morehead State University as a Vice President for 18 years and was an employee for 41 and a half years, including a year and a half of part-time work. And Madonna Weathers. Madonna had 44 years of service at Morehead State and 14 as a vice president and served many other roles in her career, both in student housing and in the student health clinic and the like.
Keith, I know you were here. One of the reasons I'm here is you and the fact that you spent a lot of time with Dr. Andrews, spent a lot of time with a lot of the presidents. How many presidents did you serve?
I worked for seven presidents.
Held many hats, titles during your career here.
I had 13 different job titles while I was here.
Tell us a little bit about how you met Dr. Andrews. I know you were part of the people who brought him here for his interview, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I had the responsibility for picking him up at his hotel, which was under renovation at the time, and he was duly impressed with our facilities. To bring him to the campus to have the first of a series of meetings, public meetings. I think actually I took him to the Folk Arts Center where we had a community meeting. I guess the thing that I've appreciated the most about Dr. Andrews over the years was his openness. He wasn't looking for yes people. He wanted the best advice. He wanted people to challenge ideas and to be creative, and I sure took the bait.
Well, you did indeed. We had fun right from the very beginning, and I remember that first meeting very well also. We went to the barrel room, I think it is there, in the Folk Arts Center that has the curved ceiling, and they were asking all kinds of questions about what I was going to do with the existing staff, keep them, send them down the road, and explain that we'd had previous presidents that packed everybody up and sent them moving. And so it was an interesting exchange on that very first community engagement. And an interesting story about Madonna. Now, Madonna was on the search committee. She was the administrative representative on the search committee. And after, I guess, the last interview, Madonna, we met in Lexington.
Yes, we were meeting, holding all of the meetings with candidates in Lexington. And after your interview, that next weekend, you had an uninvited, I guess, visit to the campus, or you and Sue came on your way back home, I think.
We did.
And I ran into you on the
right.
Campus.
Yes.
And I didn't know if I ought to talk to him or not, or what I should do since I was on the search committee. But indeed, we greeted you and pointed out some places that you might want to visit. And I think probably what sold the university, I know you and Sue went into the university center, and our young man at the time, our weekend student manager, talked with you all, pointed out things you should do, and I think that first impression from our students may have been one of the things that helped get you here.
It was really fun because we did that. We wanted to do it kind of quietly, not to make a fuss, but we had never been on the campus. And there was Madonna and Jim on the sidewalk next to the University Center. So we both looked at each other kind of funny, like, you know, what are we doing here? And then we went into the University Center, and you're right, this very, very nice young man, a student, toured us around. He asked us what we were doing, and we didn't disclose our identities. We said, we're just visiting in town, and took us up on the upper floor. We looked out. He said, that's the president's home over there, and, you know, he was going on about all that stuff, and we just smiled and said, well, that's very nice, and thank you. And but the first impressions were really positive. My encounter with Keith, the board, community members, yourself and others. You know, our introduction to the place was about forming early relationships with people, which were very positive.
Wayne is very forthright in his comments, and he, even with a lot of coaching, I think he never hesitated to speak up on what he thought were the best interests of the institution. And I know he's leaving now with some concern over this performance funding and what kind of impact it might have. It appears to have some built-in biases. But selling him to the our legislative delegation was relatively easy. He cut right to the chase. We didn't beat around the bush. Here's what's best for our institution. And for the first time, he personally challenged a lot of our alumni in the General Assembly to step up and help us, and people who were in key positions. We got off to a great start because about a month before he took office, we had a dinner meeting over at Greenbow with some key legislators. Rocky Adkins helped us set it up, and we had the A&R chairman from the Senate and a couple other key players, and we got started well. I think that was important. Now, sadly, the state government thing, just as I was leaving the institution from full-time work, of course, the economy crashed, and they began to slash the budget. And it's still astounding to me that you're operating today, President, with $12 million less than you in state funds than you started with when you came here.
Well, it's been a huge challenge for us financially. Somebody said, and I don't remember who it was, but a distinguished person in the region said to me sometime back that, you know, gosh, with what you and your team were able to accomplish with the money you had, wouldn't it have been something if you had real money? Because other than that very first year, you will recall when I came, we didn't have a budget. Right. That was Governor Fletcher's second year in our first biennial budget, I think, and the General Assembly stiff-armed him, and so we didn't even have a budget. So we worked through all that, and the next biennial budget, my goodness, we got a nice boost only 2 years later, have it all taken away from us. And it's been a challenge every year since. And I think that the campus community has really grown tired of that. We've had to increase tuition significantly in the last decade, and so essentially what's happened to us is we've cost-shifted a lot of the burden for higher education from the Commonwealth of Kentucky to the students and families, and if there's one thing I could change, that would be the very first thing I would do differently, but we didn't have a choice.
Madonna, you were Vice President of Student Life, so a lot of times I'd see you in ADUC in the lunchroom, and Dr. Andrews was a visitor down there a lot, and I think that's what got the students really behind him early on, because they saw him and they got to talk to him, and he talked to them, you know, almost like a father figure.
Right. Well, more than any other president we've had, Dr. Andrews came from a background of being very supportive of students, and he knew what student life, what student affairs was. And when he was coming to campus, you know, all of the student life staff were anxious to know about him, and I said, let me tell you what the best thing about him is going to be. He knows student life. He knows what we do. He is very supportive of students, and he understands what we do. And I said, now let me tell you the worst thing about him. He comes with a student life background. He knows what we do. He knows what we're supposed to do. He has his expectations, and they're set high.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, from day one, students loved him and appreciated that all the decisions. And Keith talking about the decisions and things that were happening in Frankfurt. He always had the big picture, and at his heart was what's going to be best, not just for the institution, but if you do what's best for our students and help them be successful, that is what's best for the university, for the institution, and for the region. So from the beginning, we started that way, and I always kind of dreaded those phone calls early in the morning after you just get at work, you know, 8 o'clock, the phone rings, and he'd say, Madonna, Sue and I had dinner at Alumni Tower last night, and then I'd get my little list of after conversations with the students of things we needed to check on and get on top of. So I appreciated that, but I knew when it was that private line and it was the president that they'd had some interaction with students, yeah. And that was frequently.
Yeah, well, I very much in my time here enjoyed working with both of you because you have both long histories here. With other leaders and with the community and the region, and you know the people, the place, and the culture. With respect to students, I'm frequently asked what's the best part of the job, and honestly, the very best part of the job for me over my entire 4 years in higher education in the pinnacle of 12 and a half years here has been working with the students. Madonna, I remember in the spring of 05, I hadn't been on the job a month. Jason Marion was president of student government. He also served on the search committee with you, and I think he and you and a small group of students came to see me, and Jason made the pitch. He said, Dr. Andrews, you built a nice recreation center at East Tennessee State. We'd like one here at Morehead State. And I said, Jason, I would love to build your recreation center, but the Commonwealth of Kentucky won't pay for it. Students will have to pay for it. He said, and you supported this and helped him. Well, let us get our thoughts together and decide what we want and then see what we can do. And so you led a group of students. You visited, I don't remember, 5 or 6 rec centers around the state and out of state. And then the students came back and said, this is the kind of rec center we want. And that was the beginning of it. And Jason and you, your team, led the conversation with students to pay for it. And that was the first home run we hit on the campus was the Recreation and Wellness Center. And to this day, when students come on campus, their eyes grow wide when they think, holy mackerel, that is really beautiful.
You know, I remember those early discussions because I had a son at Western at the time, and they had built one of the first modern ones in Kentucky. And every time we made an unannounced trip to Bowling Green, which I would encourage the parents of college students to do it periodically. Every time we went without telling him we were coming, we found him at the rec center.
Yeah.
And I think our facility is just as good.
It is. It's a gathering place. It's a wonderful place for people to be healthy. And I really think, and I'm not taking credit for this, but I've seen a real interest on the part of students in the last number of years to taking better care of themselves. Of course, part of that, Madonna, was your leadership in the student health organization. We went from a part-time physician-directed program to a full-time nurse practitioner-managed facility. I think we have 5 nurse practitioners full-time on staff, and people are really paying more attention, and we're doing a better job of helping them pay attention to it. So the whole student experience for me has been something that I'm really proud of, and I have to tell you this, Madonna, you probably know this, but the students surprised me after graduation and made me, the Kappa Delta students made me an honorary dagger man. Now, Keith, that's big time.
It really is. You'll never top that.
Keith, you worked with him, as we said, early on and got to take him to the 22 counties service region, took him to a lot of meetings, a lot of alumni, a lot of important people. How'd they take up with Dr. Andrews early on? Because, you know, he was out shaking hands and meeting people and learning about Morehead State University.
Well, I think he benefited from the fact that he came here from East Tennessee State, which serves the same kind of area, the same kind of students, mm-hmm. Many first-generation college students, coal country students. I think there were a lot of similarities that Dr. Andrews benefited from. The notion of, you know, we're here to serve, we went back into places, into high schools, where we weren't doing well recruiting students. And, of course, all that paid off remarkably well, the highest enrollments ever here under his leadership. I remember trying to talk him out of raising the money to buy Eagle Trace Golf Course because I didn't think that the community would respond like they did, but they did. And that's become a major quality of life issue here. He and I served together on the Economic Development Council. And that's a given now that you have a championship golf course, you know, and ours is first class, of course. But that would not have happened. That would have been a subdivision full of homes if he hadn't taken the lead on acquiring Eagle Trace.
And Dr. Andrews is a great fan, you know. Sue is the real basketball fan, or I think the way
she is. She's a student of the game, and she likes baseball really well too. And she just, you know, she likes the whole energy of the student athlete and the way they represent the institution. And she just really likes to be around the students. She knows them all by name. She likes to talk with them, encourage them. And that's really nice to have a partner. She's been a great partner. You know, we've been in higher ed together for 40 years as we retire this June. That's the end of my 40th year. And she's been very appropriate first lady in my view. She's never pushing out there with a big, she has a very ego, she has an ego that's very much in check. And she doesn't need anybody's affirmation or accolade. She's just fine doing what she does. But she's a really good partner.
Whether we're in Nashville for the OVC tournament or when we made the NCAA run, when we have our little get-togethers with alumni, I think that's where Dr. Andrews has shined, because a lot of people, I know that I'd like to have a dollar for every hand he shook over the last 13 years, but you really are interested in meeting the alumni and hearing their stories.
Well, it's for me, it all goes back to the student experience. So when a person graduates from the university and they go on to be successful and then they love the place and they want to talk about it and what it means to them, it's the perfect opening for us to say to them, you know, we're so proud of you. Now help us give back so that we can continue to build this. You know, just before Christmas, I visited with an alum, graduate 1972. I asked him if he would help me on this new facility we're building, the Alumni Welcome Center. And, you know, he knew that I was coming to the end of my career. And I said, you know, this is something I'd really like to get done. And he said, well, what are you hoping for? And I said, well, I was hoping that you would consider giving me a gift of $1.5 million. And he said, well, sure, I'll do that. When do you need it? And I said, well, could you do it over 3 years? He said, definitely within over three, but he said, I'd probably do it sooner than that. And the reason he did that is because of his love for the university. It wasn't for me personally, although surely I had a role to play. But, you know, when he talks about where he came from, the circumstances that he grew up in, and what this place meant to him and how it launched his life and his career, it's very heartwarming. So I've had lots of joy in that. And then, you know, Keith and Madonna, going back to the community, one of the things that you all said to me when I came, and Jim Booth, as the board chair, said to me, Wayne, you know, try to build back some stronger relationships with the town. The town-gown relationships need to be improved. And so we worked hard at that. I mean, think of the things that we were able to do together. We did some land swaps. We did a lot of things that Keith mentioned, the golf course, but the courthouse project is another. Mm-hmm. We try very, very hard these days to make sure that the city and the county are considered in whatever we do when we can. And I think that's been helpful. It's still not perfect, but it's been helpful.
You know, on the academic side of the house, you know, you've blazed a new trail in several areas. I think a big part of your legacy is going to have to be the Kraft Academy, a residential high school only with a second in Kentucky, and there are only like a half dozen in the whole country.
Right.
That, of course, is an incredible achievement. The fact that this institution grants doctoral degrees is something that I never dreamed I'd live long enough to see, you know. And you know, that more of that is on the way, of course. I think the people who will go to the new Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College may not be aware that you encouraged this institution to step up and help. And I know we helped get it done in Frankfort.
We did.
But to make MSU a part of that project, help make it happen. And the Center for Advanced Manufacturing out there is going to be a going to be a key player in the future economic growth of this community. You know, a new home for the Center for Traditional Music.
It was early on, Keith, when Rocky Adkins called you and asked you about what we might do together, working with St. Clair. And there was the birth of the idea for the Center for Health Education Research. Keith came to me and he said, you know, this is something we've talked about for a few years, and I think we could do this. We put a planning team together, and out of that came this marvelous thing called the Center for Health Education Research. And look what it's done. I mean, it's enabled the hospital to grow and stabilize some of the things that they want to do with the family health clinic and the deep partnership between us and the hospital with all of our programs, nursing, imaging, sciences, and that. Recently, through Mark Neff's leadership, we received a grant of $150,000 from the Kentucky Hospital Association to do the preliminary work for our second doctorate, Keith, which will be the Doctor of Physical Therapy. That work is now underway. UK has announced they're going to expand the medical school, the rural physician practice, into Moorhead. That's directly the result of this partnership we have with the hospital. So the partnerships, as you know, the relationships with people in Appalachia is a big deal. And we have good relationships with the right people.
We'll come back to wrap this edition of Shaping Appalachia up after this.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs offer valuable hands-on experience and research opportunities. Working alongside Moorhead State University faculty, students receive personal instruction in the classroom and laboratory. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. Major in you at Moorhead State University. Learn more at moorheadstate.edu/biochem.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Our guests, Keith Capus, Madonna Weathers. Keith, what's going to be your one memory of Dr. Andrews when he retires June 30th?
I will always be thankful that he gave us all a chance, all the people that he inherited. He didn't come in with any new broom sweeps clean attitude. He knew that he needed the help of people who knew the community, the region, the institution. Benefited not only him and the institution, but all of us who were on his team. And I have told him many times, I'm very grateful for that. And yeah, I even came back for a year and a half and helped out a little bit after I retired.
You did.
Well, I appreciate that the professional relationship grew into a personal relationship, and that when Dr. Andrews leaves, as he's leaving me as a friend, he's made lots of friends here.
We'll see you next month on Shaping Appalachia.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Moorhead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Moorhead State Public Radio.